It's amazing how messages we heard in childhood stick with us. When those messages have a negative emotional attachment, they tend to wreak havoc on us for the rest of our lifetime. One disturbing message I remember from childhood was that I was no good at math. I learned this in second grade. There were some very well-meaning teachers who posted a chart in our room with tiny flying saucers, and they indicated each of my classmates' mastery of the multiplication tables. Needless to say, I had a low-flying saucer for most of second grade. This chart, it was really a daily reminder of my inability to master these math concepts, and it led to embarrassment and humiliation that evolved into what is called math anxiety. Math anxiety is a disabling condition. It can cause humiliation, resentment, and even panic. It creates a feeling of intense frustration or helplessness about your ability to do math. Have you ever had any of the following experiences? When I look at a math problem, my mind goes completely blank. I feel stupid, and I can't even remember how to do even the simplest things. I've hated math ever since I was 9 years old, when my father grounded me for a week because I couldn't learn my multiplication tables. In math, there's always one right answer, and if you can't find it, you've failed. That just makes me crazy. Math exams terrify me. My palms get sweaty, I breathe too fast, and often I can't even make my eyes focus on the paper. It's worse if I look around because I can see everybody else working, and I know I'm the only one who can't do it. I've never been successful in any math class I've ever taken. I never understand what the teacher's saying, so my mind just wanders. Some people can do math, not me. Throughout school, I really tried to avoid math and anything remotely related to it, but little did I realize that just how much math there was involved in the healthcare professions. In nursing school, I dreaded taking my dosage calculations course. Calculated success with dosage modules was created for students who need the resources to review those math operations that they were exposed to in the past. It's quite possible that you never learned how to do math adequately. On the other hand, perhaps you're just a bit rusty and you need a good review. We hope that you find the math review module very helpful. Here are 6 things that have helped me with my math anxiety. Recognizing and admitting the anxiety is the first step. You really can't progress much further until you take this step. Math anxiety is a strong emotional reaction. And there's some constructive and also some unconstructive ways and even damaging ways to handle math anxiety. Rationalization, suppression, and denial are very unconstructive. By rationalization, what we mean is that you find reasons why it's okay and perhaps even inevitable for you to have math anxiety. If you rationalize this, it really doesn't help lessen the anxiety, nor does it help you get it under control. So it's a very unconstructive way of handling it. By suppression, what we mean is that you have an awareness of the anxiety, but you try very, very hard not to feel the anxiety. This is usually accompanied with some pretty severe self-criticism. Students usually feel that they should not be feeling this anxiety, that it's a weakness in some way, and they should be able to overcome it. But when the efforts don't succeed, the self-criticism usually gets harsher, and it can lead to a deep sense of frustration and even loss of your self-esteem. Particularly if what you're trying to achieve is a career goal or even a personal goal. Consequently, suppression of math anxiety is really unconstructive, but it's also damaging. And finally, there is denial. People in denial carefully construct their lives so that they can avoid math as much as possible. They choose college majors and late careers that don't require math, and they might let their spouse balance the checkbook. This approach has the advantage that feelings of your frustration and anxiety are mostly avoided, but it can limit your career choices. And really, if you look at it, there's fewer than 25% of all careers that are, so to speak, math-free. So your professional goals are severely limited. Even though all of us suffer from math anxiety to some degree, just as anyone feels a little bit nervous when you have to speak in front of an audience. For some people, it's a serious problem, a burden that interferes with your life, preventing you from achieving your goals. Okay, so what's a constructive way to manage math anxiety? Take possession. This involves making as conscious as possible the source of the anxiety in your life. Accept those feelings without self-criticism, and then learn strategies for disarming the anxiety's influence over your study of math. Begin this by understanding that your feelings of math are not uncommon, and that they definitely don't indicate there's anything wrong with you or inferior about your ability to learn math. For some people, this can be hard to accept, but it's worth trying, since, after all, it happens to be true. This can be made easier by exploring your own math history. Think back across your years as a math student and identify those experiences which contributed most to your feelings of frustration about math. For some people, this will be a memory of a humiliating experience in school, such as being made to stand at the blackboard and being embarrassed in front of your peers. For others, it may involve an interaction with a parent. Whatever the principal episodes are, recall them as vividly as you are able to, and write them down. It's important that after you've written the episode on a sheet of paper, write down your reaction, both at that time and how it makes you feel to recall it now. Do this for each episode if there are more than one. After you've completed this exercise, if you take a fresh sheet of paper, try to sum things up in a few words, what your feelings are about math at this point in your life, together with the reason or reasons you wish to succeed at math. This too is important. But it's really not until after we lay out for ourselves in a conscious and deliberate way what our feelings and desires are towards math, it will become possible to take possession of those feelings of math anxiety and become free to implement strategies for coping with those feelings. At this point, it can be enormously helpful for you to share your memories, feelings, and goals with other people. This process of dialogue sharing, though it might sound a bit silly, it really brings out of each student his or her own barriers to math, often helping students to become completely conscious of those barriers just for the first time. Just as important, it helps you to understand the negative experiences you've had and your reactions to them. They're shared, one way or another, by almost everyone in your room. If you don't have the opportunity to share this in a group, find friends or relatives who you trust to respect your feelings. Once you've taken possession of your math anxiety, you'll be ready to implement these strategies. Desensitization. Go ahead, put yourself in mathematical situations, work additional problems, look at other books and resources to give you additional problems. Ask the teacher for more problems. The more you expose yourself to the dosage calculation problems, the more comfortable you'll feel with them. Another method is tutoring and additional instruction. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Most colleges have supplemental learning centers where students can find assistance with a variety of subjects. Math tutoring is a common need. Ask your college instructor to help you locate the right resources. If you're enrolled in a course, ask the instructor if he's aware of additional instruction resources or tutors for the course. Another intervention would be resolve your questions quickly. When you're working through math problems and you get stumped, develop a network of lifelines that you can call that'll help you. It might be a classmate, a tutor, an instructor, or even an online resource. Your learning will be facilitated when you can get an answer and resolve confusion as soon as possible. When you have questions unanswered, they only increase your anxiety and your frustration. And finally, changing your perspective about math. People who stay in denial about math anxiety miss out on a big part of life. The student of mathematics learns to see aspects of the structure and beauty of our world that can be seen in no other way, and which those who are innumerate, those who are not math savvy, they remain blind forever. It'd be a lot like never hearing music or never seeing colors. Yes, there's people who have these disabilities, but they don't choose to have them. Talk to your instructor and to other students. With determination and a positive outlook, and maybe a little bit of help, you'll be able to accomplish things that you once thought impossible. I'm a practicing nurse today. However, I've always had some level of math anxiety and never quite gotten over it. Instead, I've learned to perform my job in spite of the anxiety.